Pleased to welcome in longtime North Platte Planning Commissioner Marilyn McGann, who most recently finished her term on the City of North Platte Planning Commission, and was it two terms as the chair, I believe, too, Marilyn?
Yes.
Well, thank you for taking the time for us.
I'm happy to be here. Thanks for the invitation.
Now, Marilyn, you finished your term on the Planning Commission. Is that about a month ago now, I believe?
Yes.
And Mayor Kelleher and the City of North Platte gifted you a wonderful bouquet as well. A subtle surprise, because your term limit was actually reached within the past couple of months, but state statute allows you to remain on your post until the mayor finds a replacement. But I hear there was some subtle conversations between you and the mayor about when he may find your replacement.
I think I threatened him.
It worked, didn't it?
It worked.
And most recently as well, Marilyn, you were surprised with receiving quite the honor, too. You thought that you were there in support of the wonderful mayor for the City of North Platte, and in turn, he was there to support you while you were there to support him.
That's how we both ended up at Kearney at the Nebraska Planning and Zoning Association Awards Banquet. And that's right. I was there to support him. He was there to support me, and we ended up both
On stage together. Surprise.
It was absolutely awesome. He was not awarded the Outstanding Elected Planning and Zoning Official for the state of Nebraska, cool. And I was awarded the Outstanding Nominated Official for Planning and Zoning in the state of Nebraska. So thanks to those who nominated us. It was a wonderful surprise to both be honored, and a way to really cap the Planning Commission activities that I participated in.
A very well-deserved honor between the both of you. But most importantly, Marilyn, this is a great showcase to the City of North Platte for the rest of our great state.
Absolutely, absolutely. What's happening in North Platte is exciting, and I have thoroughly enjoyed being a part of the changes that are happening in North Platte over the last 10 years. And to see that come to fruition is wonderful.
Let's go back to the beginning. When were you first approached by being on the Planning Commission, and by whom?
Mayor Kashke.
Okay.
And it was in the fall of 2012.
Okay.
And I was replacing someone, and I couldn't find information on who I was replacing. I didn't call the city and ask either. So I don't know who I was replacing, but I was replacing someone. Terms are generally 3 years. Mm-hmm. And I think you can serve like two 3-year terms, but yep. I was filling someone else's, and so that's why I ended up being able to serve as many terms as I did. I don't know exactly how many you can serve, but I was done.
Mayor Kashke appointed you. Was this
yes.
about the time you were retiring from the college as well?
I retired in 2011, in
okay.
August of 2011. So a year later, a little bit more than a year later, I'm busy again.
You
with
don't
the
sit
planning
still
commission.
Very well, though.
I don't sit still very well. No. And it was really exciting, because some of the people I knew that were on the commission, I didn't know everyone who was mm-hmm. on the commission, and it was just a whole bunch of stuff that I didn't know about.
Yeah. Isn't it interesting, too? It's a firsthand look at city government from a perspective that normal people like you and I don't think about too much.
Well, now, Tristan, you're on the commission. How long have you been on?
I think 3 years now.
So you're a veteran now, right?
Well, unfortunately so. It's a scary spot to be in for the city. But yeah, Commissioner Weber's our senior member now. And Commissioner Davies has been on a little bit longer than Commissioner Jett and I have, but we came on at the same time together. So
only 3 years, huh? And I look at you and I think, oh, this is still a newbie.
it's very much true, though. But
probably one of the things that most surprised me about being on the commission was that we have no authority.
Mm-hmm.
The Planning Commission just recommends to the city council. And so we might really discuss and study and so on and so forth a particular issue. We recommend something to the city council and they can completely ignore us.
Yeah, it could be completely different than what's been recommended by the City Planning Commission.
Yes, yes.
Yep. And that has happened before. In your tenure on the Planning Commission, there was a variety of topics really discussed, and hot topics as well. I would imagine when you think back on the 10 years, Marilyn, a lot of cell phone tower conversation has to stand out to you, right?
Cell phone conversation was early on, pretty much lately not so much. But yes, cell phone towers were The thought seemed to be when we'd have public hearings that cell phone towers are wonderful things for those who use cell phones, mm-hmm. but don't put it in my backyard.
Yep. Not in my backyard is the exact thought process with those, it seems like. So, and there's some concerns that go into play with that. And that's what I love about the public hearings, too, is it gives the public another opportunity to discuss things with another group of individuals prior to another public hearing as well.
And a lot of times when we're looking at some zoning issues, some mm-hmm. subdivision issues, some things like that, what we think would be the thing to do, and then you have public input that is completely opposite of what you're thinking, and it forces you to think outside the box and say, well, maybe I don't know everything about this issue, mm-hmm. and I do need to hear other sides of it and why this would be good or would not be good.
You've served with a wide variety of individuals on the City Planning Commission as well, including two of our North Platte City Councilmen currently, and I think about serving with Jim Bain as well, what an asset he was to the city for a number of years. And how cool is it, too, to see Mayor Kelleher appoint his son to the seat that he held up until his unfortunate passing?
I think that has been a really good move. I like the variety because having been in education for as long as I had been, that was my work world.
Mm-hmm.
And so here's a whole different set of circumstances with a whole different set of people that are trying to make recommendations about what direction the city should go and what we should do about this land, what we should do about this zoning, what should we do about this ordinance that is in place and it doesn't seem to fit, that kind of thing.
And Marilyn, one thing I want to bring up as well is not only have you served on the City Planning Commission for the past 10 years, but you've also served on the Board of Adjustments for the past couple of years as well as the Planning Commission chair as well.
I have. And the Board of Adjustment, the reason that the Planning Commission chair or its representative is on the Board of Adjustment is things that the Planning Commission recommended having to do with ordinances and zoning and so on and so forth, the city put in place, and here's somebody who wants to do something different,
mm-hmm.
and they want an exception and an adjustment from what that might be. And so if I'm sitting on that Board of Adjustment and I see that, oh, we passed this thing and it really has caused a whole lot of problems, or we recommended this thing and it has caused a whole lot of problems, I can go back to the Planning Commission members and say, look, the last time we looked at this, we thought this way, mm-hmm. but we might want to consider
moving
this.
Moving forward, let's think about this.
Yes, because this is what has happened with the people who have been impacted by that decision.
Marilyn, your thoughts on the new chair of the Planning Commission, a new member as well with the great David Fudge.
And David probably has been as long as you or not.
He's been on about a year less than I have. I think he's been on for about 2 years. But he's really become a valuable asset of the team. I mean, as soon as his first meeting, I would say, wouldn't you?
I think David will do a wonderful job. The thing I like about Mr. Fudge is that he asks questions.
Mm-hmm.
He's studied the matters. He's not necessarily formed an opinion, but he wants some answers or he wants some more explanation. And that's what it takes. It takes I had one of the other commission members say, well, what do I need to know? And he said, well, you need to ask questions.
Yep.
Because in order for us to make some kind of decision on some kind of recommendation that makes sense and that will make sense to the council and to the people involved, we better have studied it carefully, looked at state statutes, looked at the ordinances, looked at what impact that's going to have on people and the city,
mm-hmm.
and then go with that. And you can't do that if I haven't done any research.
It's a good combination of doing the research, doing the homework, studying the areas that we're going to be looking at, and asking questions among other planning commissioners, as we do have experts in respected fields too, real estate, architect, appraisals. We have individuals that are experts in those fields around the table, but also asking questions from the applicants and from the public as well, or other individuals that may be sitting in the public that are experts too. I think of Gary from the Chamber is a perfect example.
Yes. Agreed. And as far as the commissioners are concerned, the variety just adds to, if everybody around the table thought the same way and voted the same way this is how we should do it because the chair says this is how we should do it, that kind of thing, we wouldn't be very effective.
Yeah.
We certainly wouldn't be helping move the city forward.
And what a boring world it would be, too.
It would be very boring. Yes, I agree.
Recent years, Marilyn, under your leadership, the Planning Commission has tackled some big issues in helping the city as well. I think about sustainable beef, for example. That's been a conversation that's been presented to the Planning Commission for the city a number of times and has been advanced, but a big issue and a hot topic nonetheless.
That has been a very big topic and one that has been eye-opening all around. The public input has been very, very good, has helped us discuss among ourselves during the meetings some of the things that need to be considered, and I think we've done a good job of that. We've also had issues with or discussion of the racetrack.
Yes.
And the casino.
Yep.
But we've also had housing developments and subdivision developments and that type of thing. And then we get down to, well, we want to vacate an alley.
Yeah.
And so there are just a variety of things. What do we do with land that is basically ag, but it could be residential, but it could be commercial, but it could be this and that and the other thing. And it's on the outside edges of North Platte. So there's some of that discussion also.
Not to mention the updating of our city ordinances as well and city codes that's and been on the back burner as well.
The city ordinances and the zoning we've been dealing with, okay, we made recommendations on R1 on residential single family, on multiple family, on apartment complexes. We've looked at and updated, I believe, the trailer parks.
Yep.
We did a special thing on trailer
and the
parks.
Trailer homes themselves as well.
Trailer homes themselves. I don't know that we've addressed the issue of the little houses. I couldn't remember if we decided something on that one.
We've talked about them, but we've not done any official votes.
I don't know about the little houses. I haven't checked your backyard to see if you have a little house. And then it's also our responsibility, and we have been working on this periodically, the comprehensive plan.
Yeah, for the city.
Because any zoning has to fit into the comprehensive plan. And sometimes we want a zoning change, so then we have to readjust the comprehensive plan first, and then decide, okay, do we want to now do this zoning? So there's a lot of that kind of thing that is kind of boring stuff sometimes, but you have to go through that. And that's based on state statute.
But one of my favorite parts about it, though, is the fact that the wonderful planning and zoning administrator for not only the city of North Platte, but for the county as well, with the great Judy Clark, has brought an approach that's very user-friendly, I should say, Marilyn, and I'm sure you would agree as well. Biting off a little bit at a time, because these are complex issues. There's a lot of information there, and it'd be easy to say, all right, we're going to get this all done at once. Let's just get this tackled. But Judy's brought a very friendly approach to the city and to the Planning Commission and the City Council as well of tackling it bit by bit.
We had attempted to tackle it as one big document several years ago, and that was mind-boggling, I would have to say, and not nearly as productive as what we're doing now, where we're taking it one piece at a time, and we're taking our time and looking at it and studying it and trying to make good recommendations for that. And you mentioned Judy Clark. You know, you depend on experts. Yes, you listen to the public. Yes, you listen to the fellow commissioners, but you depend on the experts. And I don't think that many people realize how good Judy is at her job.
We're blessed to have her in the city and the county.
And she has been honored with one of the top state awards, I don't know, 3 or 4 or 5 years ago, as a planning person, has done an absolutely wonderful job.
I would put her up against anybody else in the game. I really would.
Exactly.
Marilyn, anything else you'd like to add this morning?
I have thoroughly enjoyed being a part of the Planning Commission so that I can be a part of the exciting things that are happening in North Platte. When I go to other towns and see that they are growing and we have not, and I see that we have things in place to help us grow, and I love being a part of that. But I'm turning it over to you young people, and I know that you'll all do a good job. I'll be watching.
From the comfort of your own home, right?
From the comfort of my own home. But it has been a wonderful, wonderful experience. I've got to meet wonderful people and learn that we have a great team in North Platte to move us forward.
What would you say to folks out there that maybe are thinking that they'd like to be involved in a similar capacity as the Planning Commission and one of the appointed positions that the mayor has to do? What would you say to those folks that are maybe considering some of those things?
A couple of things. One, talk to somebody on that board already. Mm-hmm. Talk to the mayor. And don't hesitate. If you have an interest in something, don't hesitate to say, hey, mayor, I think I'd be interested in whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And I have told the mayor I'm not interested in anything anymore.
We'll see how well that works, though.
All right.
Well, Marilyn, so much appreciate you taking some time for us. Congratulations again. And most importantly, appreciate the great work you've done for our community for a number of years, especially most recently on the Planning Commission and Board of Adjustments for the city.
Thank you so much, Tristan.